Hi, this is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I'm Chip Brim, and filling in for Mom today, as she is in Israel. We've been talking all week on, you need to get this CD, or the CDs and tapes, because we've been talking about training. God specifically came to me and said, because I was at a particular church, and I was getting ready to preach, and I had all this new good stuff ready to go, and the Lord said, I want you to preach that, and I had already preached that. And the Lord said to me very clearly, that's why I'm sharing it with you today. He said, I didn't call you to entertain. I called you to train. And the difference between entertaining and training is entertaining is new, fresh, exciting, dramatic, goosebumps. And there's nothing wrong with entertaining. We live in an entertaining society. But the problem is we're coming into the house of God with a mindset of entertain me. That's not what we need to grow. That is absolutely the opposite of what we need to grow to obtain the victories in life and to accomplish our goals that God has set before us. And we can do it, but we have to be trained. There's spring training in baseball. There's training in football and basketball. Every sports person knows it. Every Army official, anybody who's ever been a veteran of the basic training. Well, the training is missing in the body of Christ. We're getting kind of, you know, to the point where we just want entertain me. And training is repetition over and over and over. All through the scriptures, train up your child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, that's what's wrong with some spiritual children. They weren't trained enough. We're not being trained enough. And we don't know the way to go. And we are departing from it because of lack of training. Or we're not in a place, in a house of God or in a church, that we're getting trained like we should. And we need to train. Train yourselves up towards godliness, keeping yourselves spiritually fit, for it will be valuable in everything and every way. It's even way more valuable than physical training is what Paul said. Paul also said, practice what you've learned, received, and heard, and seen in me. I like what Paul said to the preachers. He said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word, keep your sense of urgency. Whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, don't be moved by that. Don't be moved if it's convenient or inconvenient, or welcome or unwelcome. Keep preaching the word. And I always say, keep preaching the word, preachers, even if there's a lot of amens or there's nothing but crickets. You don't hear anything but crickets. Keep preaching the word. And then he goes on to say, show people in what way that their lives are wrong. This is in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 4 in the Amplified. It says, convince them, rebuke them, correct them, warn them, and encourage them. See, we don't need just one side of that coin. We don't just need only encouragement. You won't grow because you'll keep fostering your errors, but you'll be encouraged every Sunday. But so we need encouragement, don't get me wrong. And then on the flip side, we don't just need somebody just correcting, 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 and there's no encouraging. That's not good either. So we as ministers need to coach them right, but we as the body of Christ need to be coachable. Yes, have some where, you know, hey, you know what? I do need to be corrected. I do need to be coached. I do need to stop that. And also, oh, it feels good to be, you know, encouraged. And tell me that I'm anointed and I can always triumph. And greater is he who is in me, and I can do all things through Christ. And then it goes on in this verse saying, be inexhaustible in your teaching. Now, you preachers, be inexhaustible in your teaching. I've heard from David Barton that our spiritual forefathers, not our political forefathers, our spiritual forefathers, would preach sermons over and over and over of the same text because they did not want it to skip generations. Man, that's some smart people right there. That's training. Those were coaches. What's happening now? Oh, we got to come up with something new. I got to come up with something new. Let me tell you something. Every time you can go to the same scripture over and over and over, and it'll be new and refreshing, but we need the repetition. We need it. That's why he told Joshua three times, be strong and courageous, and then he ends it with this, and meditate on it day and night. Man, get this thing down, because if you're trained, you will react, and it will be easy for you. Anybody who's trained won't have to think. They'll just react, and that's what we need. We need spiritual muscle memory. That's what Randy said when we were off the air. He said, we need spiritual muscle memory. You know, when a baseball player hits a baseball, he has less than half a second to hit it. He can't think. That's the last thing he can do, but he can react. And that's what we need. Let's just say something comes at you. Here comes a curveball. Pow! Lost your job. What does most people do? Oh, no. I got to get into prayer. Oh, I got to go into here. Oh, I've got to get my faith built up. You should have already been trained enough in the Word and faith that you should have come out easy. You wouldn't even have to think about it. Your spiritual muscle memories, you would have done this. Oh, glory to God. Well, he's got a better job with better benefits, and praise his name. Thank you, God, for it. But we can't have that without training, and we absolutely need the training. It goes on to say this about, for the time is coming, now this is still in Timothy, when people will not tolerate sound and wholesome instruction. Oh, Lord, you know that's happening now. But they'll have ears itching for something pleasing and gratifying, and I call that entertaining. They will gather themselves one teacher after another to a considerable number, well, chosen to satisfy their own liking and to foster their errors. See, they want to win, but they don't want to stop erring. You can't win without stop erring. And they'll turn aside from hearing the truth. People, we can't stop hearing the truth. The truth is what sets you free. Jesus is the truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And we have to have the truth. And when we realize and understand that we need to be trained and not entertained and begin to separate the two, it will raise our expectations. See, when you get to the mindset of, I want to be trained, train me, your expectations will rise. You'll come to church differently. You'll hear the Word differently. Now think about this, Randy. You come in and let's say people are coming into your church building and they're going, train me. Now, Pastor, don't entertain me. Train me. Come on, give us some good stuff. Oh, my. Think of their expectation level. Well, when your expectation level is up because of your training level, your state of expectancy will be higher, and that's what training does. It increases expectations. But there's a lot of people with not great expectations because they haven't been trained enough. Now, here's a great example in Acts chapter 3. 1-5 in the Amplified. Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when a certain man crippled from his birth. That means from all his life. He was being carried along, and he was laid each day at the gate of temple, which is called Beautiful, so that he might beg for gifts for those who enter the temple. You know what? Sometimes I feel like a lot of people come to church and we're begging for gifts from God. We're begging. Every day we go to church begging for something. And here's what this guy did every day of his life. So when he saw Peter, so there was not really a whole lot of expectation from this guy. He was just begging. So when he saw Peter and John, who were trained, about to go into the temple, he asked them for a gift. And Peter directed his gaze intently at him, and so did John, and said, look at us. Now, what are they getting ready to do to him? Train him, man. They're getting ready to just coach him, correct him. They're getting ready to do all of this stuff because he'd been going every day and nothing happened. Nothing happened to him every day since his birth. And then listen to the very next verse. And the man paid attention to them, expecting that he was going to get something from them. Expecting. These two came training him, and all of a sudden his expectation level went up. And Peter said, silver and gold and money I do not have, but what I do have I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Walk. And he took up, we know what happened next. So, but what happened to that man? He changed when his expectation level went up because two men who were trained came in finally. Every day he went there to that gate. What about the woman with the issue of blood? For 12 years she heard what was true. But that one day, it all changed. Why? Well, if you go back and read the scripture, it says, when she heard of Jesus, who did she hear? The truth. So don't wait your whole life for something. Don't wait 12 years for something. You got to come into the house of God, get into the Word of God, and go over and over and over and over and over until that truth gets in you. And today can be your day. That was their day. That was the lady with the issue of blood. That was her day. That was that cripple at the Gate of Beautiful. That was his day, because their expectation level got up because they heard the truth. The people who don't want to be trained don't want to hear the truth. They want to tickle their own ears, and they want their, you know. So we've got to get this truth. Now, here's Romans 15:13, the Amplified. And the word hope is translated expectation here, because training increases your expectation. May the God of your hope, or your expectation, so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing and bubbling over with hope. You should overflow and bubble over with expectation. When you come to church, you should be bubbling over with, you should be high-fiving, chest-bumping. We are expecting today. Not just, oh gosh, I hope this is the day. I've been sick for 12 years. I've been broke for 12 years. No, today is the day. Now, these people who are like this, they're training. They're training Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in the Word of God. They're training with CDs. They're training in their confessions and whatever. So does this describe you? Does this describe the church? Wonder why we haven't seen more signs, wonders, and miracles. Because there's not been a high level of expectations. We need to be bubbling over with expectation. But that only happens when there's training. Now, I want to thank you today for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you'd like more information about Billy Brim Ministries or my ministries called Champions for Christ, that's Champions with the number 4, you can log on to www.billybrim.org. That's BillyBrim.org, or Champions with an S, then the number 4, Christ.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. If you've got teenagers or young people who want to be trained to be champions, many teenagers and young people have changed their lives in Branson, Missouri. We have a youth rally coming up, and you want to get registered for that. It's July 25th to the 29th. In Branson, Missouri, we have Mom Speaks to Him about end time stuff. Jeremy Pearson's come. Steve Munns, Go Ministries. We go to Silver Dollar City, Whitewater, Dixie, Stampede. We have a talent show, dance, party, rally. I mean, we train them like never before. And we get them to a level. They'll come home and they'll change their schools and their communities and their churches and their families. This is where you want them. This is a last day end time thing. God needed this for His kids. And we even bring the prophets in to speak to them. So this is well needed, and you need to pray about it. And I promise you pray about it, God's going to have them send them up here. So we started, I don't know, 11 years ago with about 30, and now we're up to close to 1,000, and we have them come from Australia. We have them come from France and Germany and all over the world, Ireland. And so we just have a great time. Don't miss it. You're going to hear you missed it. Well, make sure you get to us, and we love you guys, and thank you. And my name's Chip Brim, and signing off saying Shalom.